They've got some name for it too, I guess. And I guess you just call it tilling the ground, tilling it up and plowing it up. I guess that would be what. I'm going to give somebody a coming.
Drop the plane up there.
But it must be awful low down.
Is there a military base around here?
Huh?
Is there a military base around here?
No. Well, there's a airport right over here.
That looks like a army.
Huh?
It looks like a Air Force plane.
Well, they've got an airport over here. I was there when the day's a dedicate.
Huh.
It ain't far right here.
Yeah.
I guess it's about 9 miles out there. I was there on the day of dedicate. First time I'd ever seen a plane come down like cold. It was wasn't the time of year for it to be, but it's the coldest wind I ever felt in my life.
Huh.
And I know I had the first cut and got to run over the car over here. And I come back in town then, and I never went back over on Menton, and my son took me over to my aunt's, and I never went over the next morning.
Yeah.
And he was killed that day with the plane. I mean, with a car over here in Crossley. But that's the first time I'd ever seen a plane land. Of course, I've seen them over there on Menton. It's right on the airline where I live. You see helicopters all the time.
Yeah.
And they come right down and light up there on the mountain, and they commence to make a landing up there, but they didn't have room enough. The runway wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
I think it's best to have a straight runway. It'd been a good place for it to start it off.
Yeah.
Because it's high up, but they didn't have enough to make the... they cleaned it off a piece, and they seen that they didn't have enough space to... they cut it down 6 foot up there. And... about 4 acres on top of it.
Yeah. If you wanted to saw a log, you might put it on something shaped like an X.
Yeah, you have that. You put it up in that to saw any saw it wood, or of course big logs, you prop them up on something. But now this poles like I was speaking about snaking a while ago, you know, with a old horse, they call it rack, racks.
This is
yeah, they cross this way and then the log goes.
Yeah.
But then you have another, you have two of them, you know,
yeah.
And then you put your logs. And then when you get it down to the last one, you saw that two in the middle.
Yeah.
The last piece you saw off or wood.
You ever seen one shaped like an A?
Well, I don't know whether I have or not. I guess I have.
You fix your hair using a comb and a comb and...
Well, you use combs or brush, either one.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
leather strap.
Okay. And what do you put in a revolver?
Shells.
Okay, but... that's for a shotgun, isn't it?
No, you put shells in a shotgun and a little cartridge. You call it cartridge is what you put in a pistol and shells. Well, they call them shells too for a pistol. 38 or 22 for whatever they might be.
Okay.
My husband had a 38 pistol. Put 38 shells in it.
This is something that children might play on. You have a board going, resting on something like this, and one kid sits at one end and the other sits at the other end, and they go up and down like this.
Well, that's what we call a riding horse.
A what?
A riding horse.
Okay.
You know, two of them get on each end, don't you know, and they put it across the plate.